Chai reports for PM defamation charges. Thai Rut cartoonist mum on defense plan. Thai Rut cartoonist Somchai Kattanyutanat, better known as Chai Ratchawat, reported to Metropolitan Police Division 1 yesterday to hear defamation charges filed against him by Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. About 100 people turned up at the Metropolitan Police headquarters to show their support for him. The cartoonist posted a comment on his Facebook page on April 30th that was seen as criticizing the Prime Minister after she delivered a speech on democracy in Mongolia. Somchai's comment prompted Ms. Yingluck's lawyer, Nora Whitlalang, to file a complaint against him on May 3rd. The complaint involves three counts: insulting an official while he or she is on duty, defamation via publicity, and violating the Computer Crimes Act, which prohibits posting false information online that could damage a person's reputation. Bangkok Deputy Police Chief Anuchai Lekpamrun said Somchai admitted that he posted the message but denied all of the charges. Police Major General Anuchai said Somchai refused to give further testimony to the police and would only give his statement to the court. Although the case was lodged by the Prime Minister, Police Major General Anuchai said he did not feel any extra pressure. He said the investigation would rely only on the evidence. In a statement handed to reporters, Somchai said his Facebook post was not intended as an insult to anyone, including women particularly. "I am confident that I'm innocent," he said. He said he did not commit the crimes and would prove his case in court. Somchai said he had hired a team of lawyers but declined to reveal any details about his defense as it could harm his case. Earlier on Sunday, Somchai wrote on his Facebook page that a high-ranking police officer had threatened him through the media, saying that he would be arrested if he failed to report to police. Somchai wrote he had never faced such a threat in his entire career as a journalist, which included the October 14, 1973 bloodshed and several military coups.